there's a train a come. Don't need no baggage, you just get on board. Now all you need is faith to hear the diesels hum. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
Welcome to New Hope for Today with Pastor Tom Belhai, a broadcast ministry of New Hope Church ECO in Washington, Pennsylvania. New Hope Church is dedicated to bringing you sound biblical teaching, the truth of God's Word. So get ready for your New Hope for today.
And this is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. Hear now the Word of God. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But an angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. Thus says the Word of God. Let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, we ask that by the power of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, Lord, that you make clear the story of the shepherds, that you make clear to our hearts, our minds, and our souls what it means to the church today. Holy Spirit, you do guide us. You give us knowledge, you give us wisdom. And we have faith that you will do that this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. All of God's children said. Amen. There were executives at CBS who previewed a Charlie Brown's Christmas in November of 1965. And they hated it. This is a true story. They said it was slow. It didn't include a laugh track. The music scoring was all wrong, they said. But they considered the biggest threat to the film's commercial potential was what they actually had somebody reading from Scripture. And so against the advice of the producer, Lee Mendelson, who told him, "Look, you can't read from the Bible on network television," Charles Schulz, creator of the Peanuts characters, shepherded his work so that the true meaning of Christmas could be told. So Charles Schulz, he insisted that one of the characters deliver this monologue, you know, which was Linus, the film's climax, to answer Charlie Brown's question, "Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" And on Thursday, December 9th, 1965, preempting the Munsters, if you remember that, and following Gilligan's Island, if you remember that one, Linus Van Pelt, answered Charlie Brown's question by reciting Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And 50 years since, the true meaning of Christmas has aired on network television. Now, the meaning of Christmas, it's the greatest announcement ever given to mankind. I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Now, see, God could have honored kings with this message. Princes, generals, religious leaders of the day with the announcement of his glorious message to mankind. But instead, the honor of the angel's annunciation went to shepherds. Those of low earthly position were given a high heavenly message. A Savior is born. And see, beloved, this is not a message frozen in time 2,000 years ago. This is a message for you today. As a believer in Jesus Christ, you are a Christmas shepherd. See, the first message to the world about the birth of the Savior came to lowly shepherds in Luke chapter 2, verse 8. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Now, it's probably worthwhile to understand the background of shepherds of the day. Shepherds in the Bethlehem Hills, nearby Jerusalem, worked in the area day and night, all year round, because many of the sheep were used in temple sacrifices. So people who were pilgrims from outside of Jerusalem coming in for the three festivals that all good Jews were supposed to come to Jerusalem for would often go to these shepherds or to the owners of the sheep to get lambs to sacrifice in the temple. And so their work was kind of boring. I mean, if you've ever watched sheep, they don't move too much. I mean, you know. Now, in that time, who knows how much grass was available or where they had to move them to feed them adequately. But it still required diligence, and it still required some sort of ruggedness to be a shepherd. You know, they had to try to find food for the flock. You know, they had to persevere in harsh weather. Primitive lodging, most of the time laying out under the stars, danger from wild animals, and so forth, thieves even that would try to steal the sheep. And see, in a similar way, the shepherds are much like you and me. In other words, we work at our jobs. You know, we get up in the morning. We do have responsibility for others, for family, for friends in some way. We face hardships, and we face trials too. And some days there's beauty sprinkled in. Just everyday people doing everyday jobs, right? Until the shepherds watched over their flock by night, and heaven intervened in their lives. This is a miraculous occurrence. Luke 2:9, and an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared and stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terribly frightened. If you were to experience this, think of this, you know, you're a shepherd and you're out in the hills and it's a starry night, maybe, probably. Kind of cool. Sheep are around, maybe laying down, sleeping. You're kind of relaxing. And boom, this angel stands before you. And the glory of God shines around you. It's undescribable glory that's many times in the Old Testament. And when it's shown in the Old Testament, many times those who are surrounded by it, have to fall on their face. It's a holy sort of fright. But they didn't run. They didn't run. They stayed there. See, running away would have been the thing that many would have done, but they stood there and they heard this message of great joy. But the angel said to them in Luke 2:10-14, "Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for you, all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes," some translations have it, "and lying in a manger." And suddenly now, there appears again, you know, they're talking to one angel, this glory of God is shining around them, one angel is speaking to them, and boom, you have a whole multitude of angels around. I mean, it's hard to even comprehend this or imagine it. You know, think of this, you're this lowly shepherd, you're this person that really can't get a job anywhere else. That's what shepherds were at the time. They were mostly people who couldn't get a job anywhere else or didn't have any other skills. They could sit on a hill at night and watch sheep, you know, and usher them in or lead them to grass or so forth. Seems like a lowly job. And they're exposed to this miraculous supernatural occurrence. These angels appear suddenly, not only one, but a whole heavenly host. This free gift of God, think about it, was given to them. They could have run, they could have closed their eyes, they could have shut their ears, but they didn't. If you read the book of Hebrews, which is further down in the New Testament, Hebrews is filled with this one statement. Hebrews 4:7, but it's there many times in the book. "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." See, these shepherds saw with their eyes this miraculous occurrence. They heard with their ears the message that was given to them. But see, they took it further than that because they understood it in their hearts. The good news of great joy for all people, a Savior is born. God was calling them, and they heard and they saw and they understood and they accepted. See, in the same way, God has either called you at one point in your life or is calling you now today, is speaking to your heart today. Now, you know, maybe what it wasn't with this holy messengers coming to you or this glory of God shining around you. Maybe it wasn't that way. But God has spoken to your heart in some way if you are a believer in Jesus Christ. There is a supernatural and has been a supernatural call to you as a believer in Jesus Christ. Your life has been changed. You're seeing it, you hear it, you understand it with your heart. Faith in the Savior, faith in Jesus Christ changes your life. It has to change your life. If there is authenticity in your faith, you should be able to look back and see an old life. And to look at yourself now and see a new life. And to look at yourself forward and see a life that will be forever in heaven. But faith in a Savior changes your life in a miraculous way. And the question becomes, then, how will you respond? How do you respond to it? Now, do you respond to it by coming here on a Sunday and spending an hour in this building? Or do you do what the shepherds did? See, the shepherds heard the message and they responded. When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry, it says in Scripture, and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the babies who lay in the manger. And they saw this. They made known the statement that had been told to them by the angels about this child. And all who heard it wondered at all the things that were told to them by the shepherds. The shepherds play this active part in this whole birth narrative of Christ. The call to their hearts then, this miraculous call to their hearts, the Shekinah glory of God and all of the miraculous events that had taken place brought about an urgent longing for the presence of God in their lives. They rushed to be in His presence. They couldn't hold back. I don't know what happened to the sheep that they left, but I'm sure God could take care of that. As they went to this stable, as they went and they saw this little baby, as they went to be in the very presence of God, they didn't sit around after they received this glorious message. No, they explored the Word of God that was given to them in their heart, mind, and souls. They saw, they heard, they responded, and they sought out this meaning of this word given to them by the angels. And they were confronted with a relationship with the living Savior. Think of that. They were confronted with a relationship with the living Savior. They were there in His presence of this little baby. Now, you know, with their eyes, they're seeing a little baby. With their hearts, they're seeing the Messiah. They're seeing Yeshua HaMashiach in Hebrew. Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus Christ in Greek. Christos. They were eager then to tell Mary and Joseph what they'd seen. The first visitors to Christ's birth were the shepherds. And there's no doubt that Jews recollected this prophecy of Micah in chapter 5, verse 2. "And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." The shepherds in the field, the real shepherds, these lowly shepherds, rushed to be in the presence of God, and the Messiah had come, Emmanuel, God with us. They knew this. They understood it, along with Joseph and Mary. It spoke to their hearts. Scripture by no means has put the shepherds in such a glorious position because they were there meeting and seeing and loving and beholding the Good Shepherd, the Christ. And no doubt, being good Jews, they had to recall Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Later on in John chapter 10, Jesus calls Himself the Good Shepherd who speaks and His sheep hear my voice. The shepherds heard, the shepherds responded, their eyes were open, the eyes of their heart were open, they saw and they spent their lives praising God. In Luke 2:20, the shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. My friends, This is a parallel to the Christian life. This is a parallel to how we are to react to that glorious message given to us. It changes our hearts. This is a parallel to the church today. See, the advent of joy is near when these shepherds were going to see the baby Jesus. And the Lord is calling you in your heart to understand this. To understand this great joy that's given to you. Just as the message was delivered to the shepherds, God's message is delivered to you. You hear His call in your heart, respond, see, and praise God with great joy. That ought to be the life of a Christian. That ought to be the life of the church. As a believer in Jesus Christ, you are a Christmas shepherd. You are. A Christmas shepherd sees and hears and understands, explores the Word, has a relationship with the Savior, comes away knowing that he has been changed, and her once lowly calling is seen as a reflection of Christ. The Christmas shepherd knows that he works for the Lord. The Christmas shepherd sees life as a ministry opportunity for Christ, glorifying and praising Him wherever you go. For all that He has given you, for the new life that you have, for the change that has occurred to you. The free gift of grace of God through faith in Christ. How could these shepherds, how could we not go tell it on a mountain that Jesus Christ is born? Our Savior, our Redeemer, our life changer. And while I don't profess to know the heart of the now deceased Charles Schulz, but it's been said that he is or was a Christian. He's passed on. The shepherd took a stand. The shepherd, Charles Schulz, he took a stand 50 years ago. And in this silly little cartoon, has for 50 years told the world the true meaning of Christmas. A Savior is born. Go and be a Christmas shepherd. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, we know that there's no greater grace and mercy and love that you give us than through the changed life as a believer in Jesus Christ. Father, it's you that has given this great plan that man could never have come up with, this baby born in Bethlehem who would lead a perfect life, who would be the living sacrifice for us on the cross with His blood, that we who believe would indeed be saved, would be called to new life. And through His resurrection and through His ascension, He is Lord of our lives today. Lord Jesus, you just compel us to walk in your life by the power of the Holy Spirit who you have given us to abide in us, to teach us, to give us wisdom and knowledge and growth in a relationship with you. That's what your plan is all about, Lord, and we thank you so much for that. Compel us, Lord, to be Christmas shepherds, to have that same energy as those shepherds had, to spread the word of the living God. A Savior is born, who is Christ the Lord. And I want you to know. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to New Hope for Today with Pastor Tom Belhai and New Hope Church ECO in Washington, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church home, please come and visit this Sunday at 11 a.m. For more, check out newhopechurcheco.org or call 724-222-7490. If you've been encouraged by today's message, please prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner at newhopechurcheco.org. Your one-time tax-deductible gift or regular monthly support is greatly appreciated and will help keep this program on the air, bringing new hope to the Pittsburgh region. Love God, love others. That's what New Hope Church is all about. New hope, new life, new family, new mission, all in Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in next week for more New Hope for Today. Until then, may God bless you.